Welcome back to BV Tonight, 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio, KQLB. Brandon Vogt, Jeff St. Louis with you tonight. And it's time now for us to check in with Lorraine L. from Better Money Decisions. They have the Financial Wellness for Life program. So get in touch with the advisors at Better Money Decisions to do better with your retirement. Make your dreams possible. You can give them a call, 844-507-0961, or you can email weekanhelp@bettermoneydecisions.com. And again with us, Lorraine L. Lorraine, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, Brandon?
Terrific. You have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, very relaxing.
Yeah. Too bad it's over, right?
Yes, exactly. Back to work.
Yep. Unfortunately, especially as great as it's been here in Albuquerque today and this week.
No kidding.
Yeah, but glad you're with us here, Lorraine L. for Better Money Decisions, and I got a couple of questions for you from our listeners this week. Marcy.
I love these questions, Brandon.
Yeah, these are really good ones this week. Marcy, she's 29, and she like many other millennials, are struggling with financial loan or student loan debt. She has $50,000, and she and her fiance have been putting off the wedding because of these student loans. She's looking for some ideas, something to do with this debt so she can start her new life with her husband. What kind of advice would you have for Marcy?
Yeah, $50,000 is a pretty big chunk of change there. I don't know if you know this or not, but student loan debt has now surpassed credit card debt in this country.
Oh, wow.
There are more student loans out there than credit card debt. And the bad thing about it also is that it cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. And another way that there's no way to get out of it.
Mm.
So you're stuck. When you've got these student loans, you're stuck with them. Now, I mean, you got them for a good reason. It, you know, gave you a good education and you're probably making more money. But it's difficult to pay these down because the interest rates are not that low. So, you know, one idea would be to make extra payments as often as possible. So, you know, that tax refund everybody got sometime in the last couple of months,
mm-hmm.
that's a good way to take that chunk of money and pay down some of that debt.
Yeah.
I mean, use gifts, use whatever extra funds you have to start paying it down.
Yeah.
The other suggestion would be to kind of look around for a private lender who's not in the federal student loan or in school loan business. But if you have some excellent income and credit, you may be actually able to get a lower interest rate with a private lender and kind of reduce the compounding of the debt.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I just feel very strongly that they should not postpone marriage. Just forget that big fancy wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So many young people get in debt with these big weddings, and to what end?
Yeah.
For a big party,
mm-hmm.
Pay down the debt. Get married now, pay down the debt, and once the debt's gone, have a big party and everybody can celebrate.
Yeah, have a party when your debt is gone. How about
that? That's right, when your debt is gone. I mean, that to me makes a heck of a lot more sense.
And with student loans, some people that have a lot of student loans have told me that if as long as they're paying something, they kind of stay off their back. The problem is when you're just paying, $100 a month or something, you're going to carry that for a very long time.
Look, you can organize it so that it's the ability to pay. So, you know, the student loan consolidation people will work with you to arrive at a payment that's doable with the income that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So you really can make it work and live a life as well, even while you're paying down the debt. And then speed it up by using any extra cash to kind of add extra payments to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can be reasonable. Don't put your head in the sand. That only makes it worse. It is not going away.
Lorraine L. with us from Better Money Decisions. For a free consultation, give them a call, 844-507-0961. You can also email weekanhelp@bettermoneydecisions.com. And Lorraine, I got this from Robert. My wife and I are both spenders. How do we stick to a budget? I mean, usually in a relationship, there's one spender and one saver. You know, I'm the spender. My wife is the saver. But how do you deal with when you got two spenders in a relationship?
Yeah, that's a tough one because, you know, theoretically, the answer is a little bit more emotional than it is financial, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. But I do have a couple of suggestions. The first one is, make it easy on yourself and make your savings automatic. Mm. So if you have a 401k and you have a savings account and you can get your company to pull that money out of your paycheck before you see it, deduct it before it gets into your bank account, that's one way of at least saving some money automatically because, you know, out of sight, out of mind. If you don't see it in your bank account, it's not there.
Yeah.
The other thing would be to kind of sign up for one of these like money management online software programs such as Mint.com.
Mm-hmm.
And with Mint.com, it can coordinate and consolidate all of the money that you spend on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And they're free. It doesn't cost anything. It takes you a little time to input the data. But once that is done, you can then see where are you spending your money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to then sit down with each other and say, wait a second, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, what's really important to us? What are we trying to achieve? What kind of a future do we want to see? Because, you know, what's money for? And I say this all the time. What's money for but to live the life you want? And, you know, I think it's in understanding each other and finding those goals and finding what motivates you to do things, it will help to control that impulse buying, especially if you're working towards something together. So again, it's more of that emotional, psychological discussion and rather than even a financial one.
Yeah, Lorraine L., sound advice there, Better Money Decisions. You can get your free consultation, 844-507-0961, or email wecanhelp@bettermoneydecisions.com. Lorraine, thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you again next week.
See you next week.